a small team of people there who've been, you know, doing their best. You have to, you have to pick and choose what you can go out and investigate. There's a lot happening, and so far, most of what we've looked at has been in Cairo itself. So there are things happening in other cities that we haven't yet been able to look at.
The Muslim Brotherhood today has rejected proposals of an election, and some are expressing concern that this could spark another round of protest, which could create more clashes between supporters and opponents of Mr. Morsi. What is your reaction about this?
What we look at is, okay, if there's going to be disagreements, what happens? If these are going to escalate to clashes, what happens? Are people's rights being violated? You know, for instance, in the situations that have happened this week in clashes, you know, did the police use excessive force, or was this a reasonable response to the use of firearms by protesters? I mean, these are the things that we're most concerned about.
There have been two different stories concerning the recent clashes that left several people dead. What has been your assessment on the ground following the stories that both sides have been telling?
Look, we go out and we try and talk to people who are witnesses. Sometimes they are also victims. We talk to people who are witnesses to an incident. We try and, we make a judgment as to what seems to be the facts. We will also look at, look at films, at videos that have been taken, that kind of thing, to get an idea of what's been going on. But we, it's based on actually going out into the field and also, of course, talking with people in the security forces.
So how soon will we hear or see a preliminary report concerning the what is happening there in Egypt?
Well, if you go on our website, you'll all see a number of things already up there of what's been happening. The particular incident I assume you're referring to on Monday evening, Tuesday morning, that's something I hope we'll have something out on that tomorrow. But if you and your listeners go up to our website, you'll see there's actually quite a bit already there.
What will be the message of Human Rights Watch concerning the ongoing clashes between opponents and supporters, whichever way you look at it, what the situation on the ground? What will be the message towards people there about your concerns, security concerns about
the situation? The message is that first of all, on the side of the security forces, they should be using, they should not be using excessive force. They should not be using lethal force, except to the extent absolutely necessary to protect lives. To the demonstrators, the protesters, the people on the streets, we're calling on political leaders to urge their followers not to use arms. Not to engage in acts of violence, which often constitute criminal acts. And, the police have a responsibility to respond to criminal acts, but how they respond is very important. And just shooting on crowds is not an acceptable response.
So has Human Rights Watch expressed concern about the current situation on the ground?
Of course we have. We're extremely concerned with what's going on. What we do is look at, we document actual violations of right to life. We look at violations of freedom of assembly and freedom of association and freedom of expression, and that's what we're doing.